We have a story now about the coyotes that inhabit large swaths of the American Southeast. There are millions across the region. It's not clear how coyotes have become so good at adapting to the presence of humans and how we can learn to live with coyotes. A new study by scientists at the University of Georgia offers some answers. Grant Blankenship from Georgia Public Broadcasting explains.
3 years ago, biologist Michael Chamberlain and his colleagues from the University of Georgia's Warnell School of Forestry were out in a field near Augusta fitting a female coyote with a GPS collar. She was one of the animals they would follow for 2 years across hunks of Georgia, South Carolina, and Alabama, the largest southern coyote study to date. And back then, there were some things Chamberlain already knew.
Well, for one thing, coyotes in the southeast are relying more heavily on deer as prey than western coyotes do.
Deer hunters wanted to know more about that. As far as anyone knew, coyotes took fawns in the spring and scavenged deer during hunting season, but they didn't hunt. Well, the coyotes in this study show Chamberlain something new.
White-tailed deer were the most important prey resource for resident coyotes.
These coyotes were hunting deer all year long, not just fawns in the spring.
The constant, consistent use of adults throughout the year is something you can't just ascribe away to scavenging.
Probably not the news Georgia hunters wanted to hear. But no love lost. They already kill about 40,000 coyotes a year. But the population is stable, maybe even growing. To understand why, here's Michael Chamberlain with the other key finding of the study.
What we've ended up figuring out is there really are two types of coyotes.
There are residents and transients. There are perhaps 250,000 resident coyotes in Georgia. Think about nuclear families on plots of land about 10 square miles that typically have farmland and hedgerows and maybe some forest. In the deep, wet woods is where you see the big shift to deer hunting. Otherwise, it's animals like rabbits. Residents avoid people.
Imagine a puzzle with pieces that don't fit tightly together. And the puzzle pieces are these resident territories. And then there are these transient animals, which are somewhat nomadic. They don't maintain space.
Transients are young animals just leaving home or perhaps formerly resident animals who've lost their mate. There's something like 90,000 of them in Georgia. Transients move in the space between the puzzle pieces, through power line cuts, highways, and cities, very human places, 60, 70, sometimes 100 miles at a time. And so when a resident coyote dies, a transient coyote hops into their puzzle piece and settles down. This knack for biding time in human places until someplace wilder opens up is what has allowed the coyote spread. It makes coyote management feel like whack-a-mole.
It does. At the property level, it does.
That's Charlie Kilmaster, the lead deer biologist for the Georgia Department of Natural Resources. He says you have to think bigger, like statewide bigger, hence Georgia's open season on coyotes. But ironically,
indiscriminate coyote harvest, it is not really that effective for improving things for wildlife.
Chris Mowry is an associate professor of biology at Berry College in Georgia and a founder of the Atlanta Coyote Project. He asks, given that killing coyotes on site doesn't dent their numbers and it doesn't help wildlife, why kill coyotes at all?
We just sort of feel like lethal management is futile. There are other alternatives.
Which brings us to Michael Chamberlain's next research project, to try to understand whether humans can alter the landscape in a way that steers coyotes away from deer and toward other prey species. Will it work? Michael Chamberlain says coyotes already thrive in environments we made.
In many respects, a lot of what we do as society plays into the hand of this animal.
For Here and Now, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon, Georgia.